Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and then validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all that other good stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why you never know what version of the narcissist you're going to get. You never know. Everybody gets a different version of the narcissist. And that's one of the scariest things about dealing with narcissists. That's one of the telltale signs that you are or have been in a toxic relationship or grew up in a toxic household, because it's not always about you know, intimate relationships. It could be that you grew up in a toxic household, a toxic partnership, a toxic anything. You see what I'm saying? It's just possible. Like, this is one of the telltale signs that you don't know that which version you're going to get. Let me paint you a scenario right here. I'm going to paint you a picture. Close your eyes real quick. Not if you're driving. Not if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're sitting down, close your eyes real quick. Just imagine. Think about the toxic person in your life. It could be your dad, could be your mom, could be your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. Boss, coworker, whoever it is. Whatever time you're supposed to see them. Let's say it's your wife or your husband or your dad or your mom. Let's say they get off of work at 5 o'clock. 20-minute drive. Account for traffic. They get home every day at 5:30, right? How do you feel? How do you feel at, you know, how do you feel at 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock, you have some energy. You know, 2 o'clock, it's decent. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. How do you feel at 5 o'clock? How you feeling at 5? How you feeling at 5:15? How you feeling at 5:20? 5:25? How do you feel when their car pulls into the driveway or the bus, or you see them walking around the corner or pulling their motorcycle up or riding their bike or walking? How do you feel? Are you feeling great? Like, oh, my dad's home, or my mom's home, or my hubby's home, wife's here. How are you feeling? Oh, boss is coming in. Here's the boss. How are you feeling? Or you just like, or you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach. Your stomach is hurting. Your head is hurting. You're anxious. You're sweating. Because you don't know what version of the person who's going to walk through that door. I truly believe that narcissistic people, this is my own thoughts, y'all, that narcissistic people have limited emotional capacity. Though that's my belief right there, that narcissistic people have limited emotional capacity and they don't have enough to go around, y'all. And we don't know how to express our emotions correctly, and we don't have enough going around, so we just pass it around like that. You know what I mean? So we go out into the work world or the real world, and we come home, we might have expended all of our emotional energy, so we have none left when we come home. So typically, you're going to get a different version than everybody else in the world got. Typically, the person who's walking through that door is going to be a bad person towards you. Might have been good to everybody else. Might have been the head salesman or the lead sales lady, whatever. But they come home, they treat you like you're the red-headed stepchild or whatever. They treat you like you don't mean anything to them. They might give their last little bit of emotional energy to your dog or your cat or your kids or whoever, but they ignore you. You just never know what version of the narcissist you're going to get, y'all. You just don't. And because, like, narcissistic people like myself, we have limited emotional capacity. We can't take in a lot, y'all. That's why just, like, so many people just, you know, we can't take in a lot of emotional just stuff. It's just too much. The world becomes too much sometimes. People become too much sometimes. Just talking and yapping and just sharing your life and your pain, your love, your triumphs, your deficits, sharing every single thing. It becomes so much that it wears me down, and I don't want to interact anymore. So I go home, and the people who are closest to you get it the worst. You don't know. And they're not always, like I said, the person walking through the door, they could treat you good sometimes. They could come home bearing gifts. They might have had a great day out there in the real world and just come home in a good mood and treat you well. You're happy then. But tomorrow, they might be the exact opposite. You see what I'm saying? You might go to work one day, your boss is cool. Next day, they're exact opposite. They're just gaslighting you, they're manipulating you, threatening to fire you. They're they blaming you for stuff that they've done wrong. It's just not boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It could be your parent. Your dad comes home. One day, he hugs you, tell you he's proud of you. The next day, he's trying to beat your ass with a belt. For the same, nothing's changed. You haven't done anything wrong. They just come home and take it out on you. Like, well, get the hell out of here. Narcissistic people have trouble regulating our emotions, y'all. It is so hard. And the easiest emotion that we have to express is going to be rage a lot of times, y'all. It's going to be rage. We're going to be mad a lot of the time. Just keeping it high with you. We're going to be angry a lot of the time. Just keeping it 100 with you. What do people say? Keep it under the stack. Keep it under the stack with you. You know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Typically how it goes, though, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, whoever, whatever, wherever, this is what you're going to get. This is who you're going to get. You know what I mean? Baby steps in the right direction can help you. Like I said, you have to take baby steps. What can we do to mitigate this? What can we do to control the person that's walking through the door? What can we do to help it, to save it? I'm just saying, like, y'all, everybody's going to be different in this dynamic, y'all. You have to learn the nuances of your person. You have to learn how they behave, how they react, what they're thinking, how was the day at work or whatever, how was the day at school, how was the day at home before they come to work, y'all. There's so many moving pieces. You have to learn and study this person. And a lot of times, they condition you to stay out of their way, you know, and they're conditioning you to stay out of their way. Don't ask me, I just got home, don't ask me nothing. But then the same person that walks through the door, but you don't meet and greet me no more. Damn, the same person is mad at the behavior that they condition you to do. You don't know, and that's one of the worst things you have that you have to deal with in these types of relationships. You don't know who's going to walk through that door. You don't know who's going to roll over in the middle of the night and wake up. You don't know who you're going to sleep with that night. You don't know. Everybody gets a different version of the narcissist, and the environment is going to play a key factor in how that narcissist is acting or behaving. Their life is going to play a key factor. If they're not being successful, if they're not achieving their goals, if they're not where they want to be in life, you're probably going to get the worst version of them, because they're going to blame you for holding them back. It's your fault. You held me back. You did this. You know what I mean? I'm not successful because of you. You just don't know if, like, their environment plays a huge role in this, y'all. Like I said, I went to work, had great days, got promotion, come home, hugged the wife, kids, everybody good, like, we good. Go to work the next day, have a horrible day at work, and take it out on your wife and kids. Hey, boy, it is frustrating, y'all. The thing of the person who I was. It's super frustrating sometimes. I can't believe who I was. It seems like a whole different person to me. Was it me? Yeah, absolutely was me. But it was me, but it wasn't me. I wasn't awoke. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for my behavior and my actions, because it was absolutely me. I take full accountability for being a horrible person. I was a bad, bad person. I wasn't 100% bad, but I was a bad person. You know what I mean? There were good times too. Like all y'all say, there were good times too. You know? But now the good way outweighs the bad. The good way just exponentially outweighs the bad. It just does, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, or whoever, you have to understand the dynamic of how it works. You have to empower yourself to keep moving forward. And understand, like, it doesn't matter what version of who walks through that door. It doesn't matter what version you're going to sleep with, unless they're being physically abusive. You mean, it doesn't matter. It matters how you react and how you control you. The only thing you can control is you. You can be text messaging that dude all throughout the day and being nice to him, sending him nice little sexy pictures and doing whatever. You're going to get these cheeks when you get home. Clappy, clap, clap. Send me all the clap emojis. You send three clap emojis and a peach. They come home still angry as hell at you. They, like, sometimes, y'all, there's nothing you can do. The only thing you can control is yourself. You see what I'm saying? I've been nice to this person all day. They're going to come home and be good to me. They come home and be angry as hell. The only thing you can control is how you react, how you behave. That's literally the only thing you can control. You can try to influence the behaviors by being nice to them while they're at work, or while they're at school, or while they're with the kids, or while they're taking the test. You can do that. You can try to influence it, but you can't control it. You see what I'm saying? there's a difference between control and influence. Control means you are you control means you know it because you can control it. You're in charge. Influence means you can push it in the right direction, but you don't know which way it's going to go. You know what I mean? Control is me pushing the boulder down the hill, down a path that I've created. It rolls straight down the hill. Influence is me just pushing it down the hill and it's bouncing around. At least I pushed it down the hill. You know, it bouncing around, hitting little obstacles. It's going wherever I want to go. I influenced. I wanted to go forward. I needed this boulder to get to the bottom of the hill. But so I pushed it. I influenced the boulder. I can't control the way it's going to go, though. It's going to get there. But, you know, the person's going to come home. But you don't know where version you're going to get, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. If you haven't already, look, the I Love Me, the Self-Love brand is still available, y'all. This is the I'm Worthy shirt right here. Also have the Self-Love Journal. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. The link is in the description or the bio of every video I post, or you can go on Amazon and search Lee Hammack Self-Love. Thank you. If I already got the journal, thank you so much. I truly appreciate every single person. Mental illness is out. Peace.